This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has condemned the mass shootings in the United States that took at least 31 lives Saturday and Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Office warns hate crimes appear to be on the rise in the United States, noting an increase in violent attacks against synagogues, mosques, churches, and LGBT people. The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner, Rupert Colville, says authorities are responsible for ensuring their actions do not promote negative stereotypes that lead to violent outbursts.
We're concerned that these types of messages not only stigmatize and dehumanize minorities, migrants, refugees, women, LGBT, and the so-called other, but they also leave targeted persons and communities vulnerable to the risks of reprisals and attacks.
Colville tells VOA it is too easy to attribute gun violence to mental illness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence weighed in Tuesday on this weekend's mass shootings. He made his comments Tuesday in a speech on the outskirts of Washington, D.C.
What happened this weekend were acts of pure evil. And we express our deepest condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. And we join every American praying for the injured and their families.
Teacher Michelle Ringette with the American Federation of Teachers was at a rally outside the White House. She said teachers are on the front lines of Americans' gun violence problem.
We have bandaged kids. We have comforted them in their terror. We have treated families and tried to comfort them when they've lost loved ones in our hospitals. There is too much happening. We've been shot at, we've tried to protect children, and we have lost.
This is VOA News. India's parliament has approved scrapping the special status that gave Kashmir significant autonomy and passed a bill to split the state. Pakistan swiftly condemned and rejected Monday's announcements by India as illegal steps. Both India and Pakistan claim Kashmir as their own. Meanwhile, Kashmir remained locked down for a second straight day. Troops patrolled deserted streets with barbed wire barricades in the capital, Srinagar. The internet, mobile phones, and landlines remained suspended to stem protests. On Tuesday, Pakistan began a special joint session of its parliament to discuss Prime Minister Imran Khan's plans to respond. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is resigning after a two-year stint he describes as a historically difficult time in relations between the two countries.
Ambassador John Huntsman has called the last 2 years an historically difficult time in relations between Russia and the United States. In a resignation letter, Huntsman urged the Trump administration to hold Russia accountable for behavior that threatens American allies. Huntsman's appointment came as the U.S. investigated Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. His time in Moscow has seen expulsions and forced departures of a number of members of his staff. Political associates say Huntsman is considering a run for another term as governor of Utah in the 2020 election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Japan's Hiroshima is marking the 74th anniversary of the atomic bombing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
City authorities are renewing calls for eliminating deadly munitions and demanding Japan's government do more. Hiroshima's mayor has raised concerns in his peace address about the rise of self-centered politics and urged leaders to steadily work towards achieving a world without atomic weapons. He's also demanded Japan's government represent the wills of atomic bombing survivors and sign a United Nations nuclear weapons ban treaty. Survivors and others marked the 8:15 a.m. blast with a minute of silence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Philippines has declared a national dengue epidemic, saying the mosquito-borne disease has killed at least 622 people so far this year. More than 146 cases were recorded from January to July 20th this year. That's a 98% jump from a year ago. Dengue can cause severe flu-like symptoms, including joint pain, nausea, rash, and can cause breathing problems, hemorrhaging, and organ failure in severe cases. It's commonly found in tropical countries worldwide. The Philippines Health Department has said it is focusing on finding and destroying mosquito breeding sites. Dengue is commonly carried by mosquitoes. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America.